One big day. Every Sunday is a big day. It's a big day when God's people, when the redeemed, gather to worship the Redeemer. But every quarter, we have one of these special days that we call a big day. And today's a big day because baby dedications are really a big deal. It's a big deal for the parents. It's a big deal for Metro. It's a big deal for the parents because they're acknowledging that being a parent is essentially a matter of stewardship. And they are saying, Lord, this child belongs to you. And we see this beautifully pictured in the Old Testament in the life of a mom named Hannah, who had one of the most significant figures in all of the Bible entrusted to her care, a guy named Samuel. And then she in turn says, Lord, I dedicate him to you. He is yours. And so as these parents are going to come up, they're going to vow, essentially, to raise their children or their child in the nurture and in the admonition of the Lord. And up here on the screen for you, there's a couple of really important verses to understand this by. In Deuteronomy 6, verses 4 through 7, it says, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all of your might. And these words that I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children and shall talk of them when you sit in your house and when you walk by the way and when you lie down and when you rise. And then in the New Testament, in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5, we see the outcome of that kind of an upbringing. He says, I'm reminded, Paul says, he's writing to Timothy, he says, I'm reminded of your sincere faith. A faith that first dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and now I am sure dwells in you as well. Being a parent's a big deal, and then taking this moment to publicly dedicate your child, your children to the Lord is a really big deal. But it's also a big deal for us as a church, and I think we're going to see this even tomorrow night in our study in the book of Ephesians, because Metro is a community of men and women that the Holy Spirit has assembled. This is the ecclesia. This is an assembly. This is a gathering that the Holy Spirit has put together of men and women to live out their life in Jesus together. So as a community of believers, we're committed to live with these parents and their children. We're committed to serve them. And we're committed to love them in their stewardship of their children. We're committed to live with them, serve them, and love them as they live out this vow. And as a ministry and through personal relationships, we come alongside of these men and women that we're going to be praying with and for today to build them up, to encourage them, to challenge them, and to equip them as parents. And then as a church, as we think of us gathered, the church gathered, we play a big part in helping them week in and week out from nursery through high school as we provide a place for them to bring their children when they come to church. When they come to worship, their kids are going to be in a place where from infant forward, they're going to hear songs of Jesus and hear the stories of Jesus and then be rooted and grounded in the scriptures and in this great story of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So this is a big day. It's a really, really big day. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to call up these families in pairs. And usually I'll hold each child and pray for each child. And that takes a couple of minutes usually. But if I did that with every child, we'd be 45 minutes before we got to the next part of our service. So I'm going to ask Clinton and Sarah McGee and Aaron and Jenna Hagman to come up. And Clinton and Sarah are bringing little Camille Lorraine. And Aaron and Jenna are bringing Penelope. Oh, my. And I'm going to tell you, like, this is big stuff. Both of these families, I've known them since the Rockland Sunset Center and even my living room, maybe. Yeah, right? It's so, like, you guys are college kids, right? And now you're moms and dads, and living out your life in Jesus together is pretty awesome. So would you join me as we pray for these families? First, Father, we pray for Clinton and Sarah. We pray for Aaron and Jenna. And Heavenly Father, we pray your hand upon them, that they would be just the individuals you want them to be. And we pray that they would be the married couples you want them to be. We pray that they would be the parents you want them to be. We pray you would give them everything they need to raise their children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. We pray, Lord, that each of their children would look up at mom and dad and go, I want to know their God. And so, Lord, we pray. We pray for Camille. We pray for Penelope. And Lord, we pray in the wonderful name of Jesus that, Lord, you would develop fully everything that you've woven into the fabric of their being. And Lord, that they would, these lives would be developed fully for your glory and your honor, that they would really be image bearers of the creator of the universe in this world. And Lord, we pray that you would guard their hearts and keep their hearts. And Lord, that as they grow up, Lord, that they would be, by your grace, able to look back and say, I can't remember a time when I didn't love Jesus. And Lord, we pray, Lord, as these parents are vowing to raise their children in this way, again, we pray, Lord, that you would give us what we need to love on them and to serve them and to be alongside of them, to encourage them and build them up as they do this, Lord. In the wonderful name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. Next is Austin and Rachel Schuessler, and they're bringing up Holden Jacob, and then Michael and Courtney Boudreaux are bringing up Brittany and Carly. So come on up, guys. Come on all the way over. You're welcome. Hi. Oh, good grace. I love the bow tie. Why don't you guys step up a little bit more, okay? So that they can kind of... Come on up, girls. Oh, yes. That's the ticket. Oh, Lord. We want to just thank you, first of all, for these families. We want to thank you that it's in the heart of Austin and Rachel and in the heart of Michael and Courtney to be stewards, faithful stewards of the lives that you've entrusted to them. And Lord, we want to pray for Austin and Rachel. We pray for Michael and Courtney, that Lord, they would be the men, they would be the women that you want them to be, that they would first of all just enjoy fellowship with you, and that out of that fellowship with you individually, it would overflow into their relationship as married people, Lord. That as husband and wife, that they would be loving each other wonderfully because they know and love you. And that, Lord, then as parents, they would love their children because as a couple, they love you. And Lord, as we prayed for the first two families, Lord, we pray for this family. Would you give them grace? Would you give them all that they need? The strength, the perseverance, the faith, the grace to raise children, to steward their lives. Lord, through the easiest times, the most hilarious times, the saddest times, in everything, give them all that they need. And then, Lord, we pray for their children. We pray for Holden Jacob. We pray for Brittany and Carly. We pray in the wonderful name of Jesus that, Lord, you would grow these children up wonderfully. Lord, we believe that, Lord, each of their personalities are just, they're by your design. And we pray, Lord, that you would put your arms around these lives, that you would just draw them near to your heart, that they would, from the youngest age, know something of the love of God. And Lord, we do pray, Lord, that as they would look at mom and dad, that they would see something of the love of God in their lives, in their marriages, and in the way that they are loved by mom and dad. And then, Lord, we do pray that you would guard them from the influences of this world that are going to war for the affection of their hearts. That, Lord, that they would be so insulated with the love of God, so insulated by the word of God, that, Lord, they will make their way in this world and that they would have a thriving relationship with you. Guard them, keep them, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, next is Andrew and Victoria. I hope I get this right. Lisa, got it. And Louis and Becky Puno. And Andrew and Victoria are bringing Wellington Jeffrey. Nice hat. I just dig the hat. Oh, and can I just bite your cheeks for a little bit here? Forget the cinnamon rolls. I just want them. I just want those. And Efren Dale and Arthur Gracie. Wow. I'm sorry. Grayson. Sorry, misspelled. Efren and Arthur. Let's pray. Come on in, guys. Come on. I'll talk you on in this way. Oh, Father, I again, thank you for fellowship in the body of Christ. Thank you, Lord, that Lord, we've discovered what it means to live out our lives in Jesus together. And Lord, you have been so kind to specifically place these living stones that you are making a holy temple of, that this is the part of that holy temple, the living temple that you've put them in. It's right here. And so, Lord, we come and we pray for these families right now, Lord. We pray for Andrew, Lord. We pray for Tori, Lord. We pray, Lord, just your hand on them, Lord, as a couple. We pray the same, Lord, for Louie and Becky. And Lord, we pray that you would give them grace, and we pray that you would give us grace to just be alongside of them in this thing, Lord, called family, and this thing called church. And Lord, we believe you fitted us in the body, Lord, where it pleases you, and that you have put them in our midst so we can pray for them, we can love on them, we can serve them, we can encourage them. As today, they're standing before us saying, we promise, Lord, we vow to you, Lord, that we will steward these lives. And so, Lord, give them all that they need as parents, we pray. And then, Lord, we want to pray for these little ones, Lord. Lord, we pray for Wellington Jeffrey. We pray for Efren. We pray for Arthur. Lord, would you just have your hand on these little lives? And Lord, as they grow, we pray that you'd grow them up physically. Lord, that you would develop them emotionally. And that, Lord, you would pour into them spiritually. And Lord, for everything mom and dad are going to need to do this for their little ones, Lord, we pray that you would give it to them. And then, Lord, again, I pray wisdom. Wisdom from on high to know when to say no, when to say yes, when to just listen, when to just be there. And then, Lord, when to just lead them and to help them develop, Lord. We trust these families, we trust their children into your care and keeping. In the wonderful name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. How are we doing? We okay? Okay, yeah. What? Come on this way. I'll get you this way. Bless you, man. Robin, Allison, Hananucci are bringing little Lily Grace. And Andre and Elisa Vasilichuk are bringing Abigail. Bring it on in. Oh, my goodness. Look at all these bows and stuff. Hi, we met the other day, didn't we? We had a little bit of coffee together, huh? Father, we thank you, Lord, for Rob and for Allison. Lord, thank you for Andre and Elisa. Lord, thank you that we have the privilege of living out our relationship in Jesus alongside of them. And today we can come alongside of them and pray with them, rejoice with them. And then, Lord, we pray, Lord, that by your grace we could encourage and love them as they just go about the day in and day out life of being parents. So, Lord, for each couple, we pray, Lord, give them supply every need according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Lord, we pray that as their day is, they would find that you have strength for them. Lord, we pray that they would discover as parents that when they are weak, that's when they get to really see the perfection of your power. Lord, I pray that they would be found constantly in a holy, wonderful, sometimes hilarious way, desperately clinging to you to be parent to their children. And Lord, we pray for their children that, Lord, you would have your hand on their lives. Lord, we pray for their physical well-being. We pray for their emotional well-being. We pray for their spiritual well-being. And Lord, your word tells us we are fearfully and wonderfully made. And Lord, the way you have knit their lives together, we pray that every ability would develop to its fullest. That, Lord, you would just be smiling on their lives constantly because they are your good and perfect gift to these families, Lord. And so, Lord, we trust them, Lord, into your care and into your keeping. In the wonderful name of Jesus, amen. Did you something slip down your face? Bless you, Cindy. Bless you, guys. Oh, thank you. Bless you. Bless you.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. Johnny and Ellie Fisher are bringing Sadie Ray, and Lexi Mercado is bringing up Hunter Allen. Come on, guys. Wow. Wow. Come on in, guys. Father, thank you again, Lord, for these parents. And Lord, thank you for the promise to them that you would be their guide. Lord, I thank you that as parents, your word tells us that you take them by the hand and lead them, and you're their dad, and you're going to lead them through this thing called being a parent. And Lord, we pray that they would be found really, really snuggled tight against their heavenly Father, their good, good Father, and that they would parent out of the reality that they're loved by you, that they are your children, that you have done beyond our comprehension what was necessary to belong to your family, and that out of your great love for them, they would just love on their children. And so, Lord, we come to you now. And Lord, I want to bring Lexi before you. I want to bring Johnny and Ellie before you. And we pray, Lord, that you would put your hand underneath them, that they would sense. I think of that scripture. It says, fear not, for I am with you. Don't be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. Lord, may they really know that personally as they are raising these children in the nurture and the admonition of you. And then, Lord, I pray, Lord, for each child, Lord. Lord, I just bring little Hunter before you. I bring Sadie Ray before you. And Lord, would you have your hand on these little lives? Would you just grow them up? Lord, would you just be so good to them with physical, emotional, spiritual provision? Lord, it's my prayer, Lord, that as this little girl, this little guy, Lord, as they grow up, that they would really come to know your love. That, Lord, that their parents would just be an instrument of your love in their lives. And that, Lord, that they would know what it means to know God, because they'd look up and see mom, they'd look up and see dad knowing and loving God and being loved by God. And then, Lord, I do pray, Lord, that you would give this church, Lord, sensitivity to really come alongside of these families, to encourage them, to bless them, to love on them at every stage of their family life, Lord. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Amen. Amen. Yeah, I got it. That's it. You're welcome. Bless you, Lexi. Bless you. Oh, are you kidding me? Dude. We had lunch at Dose once a long time ago.
I know. I remember.
Again, church is so awesome. I'm looking at my wife, and as Johnny's walking down, there was a day when we just said, hey, why don't you come have lunch with us on a Monday at Dose Coyotes? We do it every Monday before church. And that was our first meeting with Johnny, and he was just still finishing up college and wondering what is he going to do with his life, and he figured it out, huh? You think? Praise the Lord. Yeah. Well, Lindsay and Tyler and Brian and Mackenzie. Lindsay and Tyler are bringing Beckham, and that's a great name, by the way.
Thank you.
Yeah, Brian and Mackenzie are bringing Owen, and that's a great name, too. I had a really good friend named Owen. But come on in. Can we pull it in here, guys? Father, we bring Lindsay and Tyler, Brian and Mackenzie before you, and we are asking you, Lord, to give them everything they need to live out this promise, this vow that they're making to you in front of all of us today, saying that they are going to raise their children in the nurture and the admonition of the Lord. Lord, we thank you for our fellowship in the gospel with them. Lord, we thank you for just our fellowship in day out life. And Lord, in your word, it says how the church, they were devoted to the word of God. They were devoted to fellowship. They were devoted to prayer and the breaking of bread. Lord, they did life together. And Lord, we thank you that you have brought our lives together to do life together. And Lord, I pray that we would really be as a church, we would be looking at them right now and praying, Lord, bless them. Lord, anoint them. Lord, empower them. Lord, direct them in all that they do as parents. Lord, as they grow individually in their relationship with you, as they grow as couples vertically and in their marriage together, Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus that the overflow of fellowship with the living God would be the way they parent their children. And Lord, you've made their children so unique. You know what they need personally, individually, uniquely. And we pray that you would give them wisdom to love them and to grow them and to lead them, Lord, individually, uniquely, and that you would just put together families that are so amazing that the world would look at their families and go, what is that? What do you know that I don't know? So, Lord, wisdom for the parents, strength for the parents, strength of heart and mind, perseverance and compassion, long-suffering. And for the children, Lord, we pray your protection, your grace. Holy Spirit, we pray that you would just be moving upon their lives, Lord, even as they're developing physically, emotionally, socially. Holy Spirit, we pray that you would be developing them spiritually, constantly shining into their little hearts the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus. And we pray this for them in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. Amen. You're welcome. Bless you. Bless you, brother. Eric and Alexa Lewis are bringing Levi Payton, and Alan and Olga Esway are bringing Ava, Alina, and Landon. Come on up. How you doing? Come on in, guys. Come on in down here. Oh, Father, thank you for these families. Lord, we bring Eric and Alexa, Alan and Olga before you. And thank you, Lord, for bringing them into our church. Thank you for bringing them into our lives, into this thing called Metro. Thank you for the friendships that you've built and are building and are yet to build, Lord, as we fellowship together in Jesus. And now, Lord, we want to come alongside of them and pray for them as they are promising you, and they're telling us that they're going to raise their children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. And Lord, we want to pray that you would give each dad all the dad grace they need, that you would give them all the dad wisdom they need. We pray for each mom. Lord, thank you for moms. Lord, where dads just run out, moms just seem to keep going. And we thank you that that's how you've wired them, that that's the grace that you've given to them. And Lord, we pray, Lord, that each family that we're praying for, that they would be a testimony of your grace. You know each of their children so very well. And Lord, we know that you know Levi, you know Ava and Alina and Landon so perfectly, that you know them as mom and dad can't, but you're going to give mom and dad all that they need to raise these children. And Lord, we pray for their children, Lord. We pray in the wonderful name of Jesus that you would just be a hedge about them. That, Lord, every ungodly influence in this world, every influence in this world that's just saying, turn your back on God, that, Lord, you would just go, no, this is the way, walk in it. And that, Lord, they would see mom and dad right out in front of them walking in that way, Lord. Lord, for the physical, the emotional, the spiritual development of each of these children, Lord, we are desperately trusting in you. And then, Lord, again, I pray that you would give us this collection of believers the grace and the love to just be a part of this process, however you want to ordain it, Lord. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Amen. Amen. Bless you, brother.
Thank you.
God bless you. Demetria and Yuna are bringing up little Sage, and Brian and Jen are bringing up Bo. Wow. Hi, guys. Let's sneak on in up here. What's up? The boys. Wow. Father, we just again, Dimitri, Yuna, Brian, and Jen, Lord, I just thank you, Lord. I week in and week out, I see these faces, and they just are here. And they are faces that are connected with other families in this church, and they have friendships, and they have fellowship here in this group of believers. Lord, there's meaningful, godly relationships and friendships that you've drawn them into. And thankfully, Lord, because we just need each other. And so, Lord, I want to pray for the couples. First of all, Lord, bless them individually. Bless them as married couples. Give them great grace, Lord, as parents. And, Lord, would you just know how a day can change a lot of things? They're just turning points in life. And, Lord, I pray that you would have such amazing grace. And Lord, that is what your grace is. It does amaze us. Amazing grace for those moments. Lord, whether it's a scrape or a bruise or whether it's a heartache, whether it's a time when their kids experience a friendship going awry for the first time. And Lord, should you tarry all the way up to a first date? Lord, would you give these moms and dads everything they need? And then, Lord, would you give them, these children, Lord, a sense of your love and nearness? Lord, I pray, Lord, that you would give Sage, that you would give Bo, even at such a young age, a sense of your presence in their life, that just the touch of your spirit upon their lives. And then, Lord, as they're going to be in the nursery, they're going to be in the pre-K classrooms around here, as they're going to grow up and go into Metropolis and then into junior high and high school, Lord, may you give this fellowship all the gifts necessary to pour into these little lives, we pray. We trust them into your care and into your keeping in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. God bless you guys.
Yes.
Bless you, brother. Take care. Love you.
Thank you. Love you.
Bless you. Yeah, see you, buddy. Adrian and Juana are bringing up little Joel Emmett, and Trevor and Carmi are bringing up Timothy. Come on in. Lord, thank you for these families. Lord, before the world was even made, you had these couples already in mind. And then you amazingly, wonderfully worked, and you drew their lives together. You made them one in Jesus in marriage. And now, Lord, the fruit of their marriage are their children. And Lord, your word says that children are a heritage from you. And they're recognizing these are gifts, good and perfect gifts that have come down from above from the Father of lights, with whom there's no variation, no shadow of turning. And Lord, you've entrusted these precious lambs into their care. I pray, Lord, that you would give Adrian and Juana, that you'd give Trevor and Carmia everything they need to be the extension of your heart, your wisdom in these lives. And Lord, we pray, Lord, for little Joel. We pray for Timothy. Lord, that they would come to know the Jesus mom and dad have come to know and love. Lord, there's so much from the time they come out of the womb until the time that they begin to have conversations about you. But Lord, there's not going to be a wasted moment in the process of drawing their hearts to you. And mom and dad are saying they understand that responsibility. And as a church, we pray for them in it. And as a church, we say, we're here for whenever you want to use us to be a part of helping them. And then, Lord, especially for Joel and Timothy, Lord, would you just hold them in your everlasting arms. Lord, be their strength, be their shield, be their good shepherd. May you just shepherd them every step of the way. Lord, may they grow up and develop everything that you have woven into them. And Lord, as they do, I pray that they would really know. Lord, there would be that moment when it all clicks and they're going, oh, God made me. And God made me to live for him. And that they would love God. That they would love his son. That they would be led by your spirit. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Amen. 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 Bless you. Bless you. I love the boat. Bless you guys. You're so welcome. Wow. That's a pastor perk, for sure. It's pretty amazing.